In the third act, Grandpa arrives in New York.
Well, here we are.
And the night is full of surprises. Presents for Grandpa.
Presents? For me?
And Grandpa opens the trunk. What's inside the trunk?
Ladies and gentlemen, Amtrak is happy to announce our arrival at New York City. The train will be stopping in 5 minutes. Please check to be sure you have your belongings and have a good stay in the Big Apple. Thank you.
Well, here we are. It was so nice meeting you, Mr. Stewart.
And nice meeting you too, Mrs. Tobin. Please look us up. We're in the phone book. Dr. Philip Stewart in Riverdale.
Your son.
That's right. And have a good time in New York.
And don't be so independent. You're very lucky to have a caring family.
When can we go fishing?
Robbie, we'll go fishing soon. And we'll take your dad with us.
I'm ready, Grandpa. You name the day.
That's a great idea, Grandpa. Philip needs a day off.
Let's give him our presents now.
Good idea.
Presents? For me?
From me and Marilyn.
And this one's for me. I looked all over the house to find it.
Richard, these are terrific pictures. This one really brings back memories. You remember that day, Robbie?
I sure do. It was fun.
Oh. I'm sorry Susan didn't hear. I miss her very much.
She feels bad, too, Grandpa. She called to say the plane was delayed. You know airports.
I can't wait to see her. She looks just like Grandma at that age. I'd better unpack. I started traveling 24 hours ago. Not so young anymore.
Don't you want something to eat?
No, thanks. After a good night's sleep, I'll enjoy breakfast even more.
Well, come on, Dad. Ellen and I'll take you to your room.
I'm sure glad you're here, Grandpa. Hi.
Good night, Grandpa. Hi.
Pleasant dreams.
Philip, you have the key to the trunk.
I have the key, but it doesn't work.
I sent the wrong key. I have something for you. Made it myself. I think you'll enjoy it. I researched it for over a year. It's our family tree.
Oh, Grandpa. How exciting.
Fabulous. But I didn't know that your grandfather was born in Germany.
Lots of interesting information about our family. A gift from me.
Thank you so much.
Grandpa! Grandpa! Oh, Grandpa! I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, you look so beautiful, Susan. My granddaughter. Like I always said, you look just like Grandma.
I think you're going to be very happy here with us.
I know you will.
I don't feel alone anymore.
Malcolm Stewart is not alone anymore, that's for sure. In fact, he'll have his family around him every day of his life now. Finding some peace and quiet may be a little difficult. But my father won't be lonely anymore. He has me, Philip Stewart, nearby, and the rest of his family. There's Ellen, his daughter-in-law. You know, I met Ellen when I was a student at the University of Michigan. Later, she became my wife. We have three children now. Our oldest son is a photographer. Richard is very talented. Like his grandfather. Marilyn is talented too. She designs clothing. Marilyn is Richard's wife. And she's also a sister-in-law to Susan. Susan is my daughter. Susan reminds us of her grandmother, Bernice Cassidy Stewart. My mother. She was kind, intelligent, and lovable, like Susan. Susan has two brothers, Richard and Robert. We call him Robbie. He's our other son. He loves his grandfather very much. Well, that's our family, the Stewarts. Did you follow me? Let's see. Who is my daughter? That's it. Susan is my daughter. How about this? Who is Robbie's grandfather? Malcolm is Robbie's grandfather. Okay, who is Susan's sister-in-law? Marilyn is Susan's sister-in-law. That's right. Well, that's our family, and I love them all.